My Rebbe, Rabbi Yisai, it's a very special schus to speak to such an olam who are learning in such a bein hazmanim when everyone else is torud and everyone's busy. Dafka with mitzvahs, it's very good. You've been busy with mitzvahs. And as much as a mitzvah she'iyev shalasis ayideh acherim, so yes, has to be a e'ef shalasis ayideh acherim. So the tirdis, of course, take over everything. But whoever's here and was able to figure out there was a certain point that was efshalasis, you could do without this tirda. So lemaise, the oilam comes and understands that the biggest chus in the world, above everything, is limud haTorah, esek haTorah, and that's what you guys are doing. And one of the very special inyanim that there is in esek haTorah, every time esek haTorah is so chashuv, v'algisa b'yomim v'layla. Of course, even ben azmanim, and even ben azmanim is bedafke because amoid v'ischazek. When you see the door is roughly the weak, so dafke in a thing with his rifian, that's where amoid v'ischazek v'atanuitul socher keneged kulam. You get reward keneged kulam. Siat neshmaya shein l'shayer. Baron Kotler spoke about it very much, and others, all the gedolim speak about it. But here it is even more than that. We all got to enter a sukkah very soon. Sukkah is a base Hashem. Sukkah is, you have to be holy. You have to be able to enter it, really. To be able to, the sukkah should be able to absorb us. It's not stam that we walk into a sukkah, we eat in a sukkah. We have to be able to be niklat by the sukkah. Like, you know, like an Orem Miklat. You gotta be niklat. The sukkah has to be able to be mashpia upon us. The sukkah has to be able to give us holiness, transmit to us holiness. And what could there be a better way of preparing ourselves to be able to be, to get the holiness, that holiness could be transmitted to us, if not esek haTorah before Chasukas, which esek haTorah, that is holiness in itself. That's the essence of holiness. So everyone who's here and is zeicha to learn, and as a achana for Chag HaSukkos, to be able to be oisek b'Torah HaKadosha, especially after all the tahara of Yemei Tetaru, all the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, with the whole Elul with Aseres Yemei Tshuva, now with the days where everyone's so pure and so osuk in mitzvahs and so much running after Kedusha, so it's all really topped with this Limud haTorah, which really, really is mekadesh us in such a time. That this way we will be able to come b'tzilu d'memnuse, we'll be able to come in the tzela shechine, we will be able to be niklat. We'll be able to receive, and we'll be able to have the kedusha of the holy sukkah transmitted to us. That we'll be able to not be the same people that leave the sukkah like those that came into the sukkah. We come in one way, and we're supposed to be leaving in another total different way. I used to always say, there's a very famous chazal, it's based on a pasuk. Pasuk says that there's a din, when they used to come to the Beis HaMikdash, so it says with the gates you come in with, you wouldn't be out with the same Pesach. You always go out with a different Pesach. There's a famous Chassid Yaivitz about it, and others that speak about that. But it's one of the very big Gedalim, or Shein Darshanim, maybe of last generation, used to say, when you come to a Beis Hashem, you don't leave the way you came. If that's the matziv, that going through a Beis Hashem, we're going to leave, Chalila, the way we came, in the figurative way of saying it, then it was a chaval. It was a waste. It wasn't a waste of time, but it's like a waste of time. What did we get from it? We missed the ikar point that we were supposed to get. A Beis Hashem, you have to leave in a different way than you came. So I say Azoi, everyone knows Sukkot is also a Beis Hashem. Everyone has his own Sukkah. Sukkah is Chol Shem Shamayim ala Sukkah. It's true, it's Mehutzalim, it's Vasoi. Obez Lanocha Kedusha also. We're not going into all the Arichas and Sukkah Davtes with Rishainim, different Mefarshim about the Inyan. Oh, but there's Hashem Shamayim Shechol ala Sukkah. Who is there Hashem Shamayim in the Sukkah? And we go into this holy, holy Beis Hashem. The same way we came in, we shouldn't be leaving. We should be leaving in a much more exalted fashion. We should have that Shivas Yomim to be Mashpia on us Bashana in the whole year. It should be Mashpia on us, that Shivas Yomim. But Rabbi, if we enter the Sukkah, different than others that enter the Sukkah, with the purity of Yom Kippur, with the Ritzo Achar Mitzvahs, and with the Eisek HaTorah that's Mekadesh and Metayer and Mezachich, purifies, sanctifies everyone who's here and sits and learns Vos Meken Abyssal Yano. Before this great entry into the Sukkah, Rabbi, our entry into the Sukkah is going to be something special, and then the Sukkah is going to really be able to be Mashpia on us. Kedusha, Emune, Yisramayim, all the inyanim of Chag HaSukkos, that when we leave the Sukkah, we will not be recognized by ourselves, or maybe by our spouses. But then maybe the wife will see you during Sukkot too. So the Aliyah has to be Moiridik Aliyah. Anyways, Rabbi, we have a special present before Sukkot. We have a Shabbos Kodesh. Ah! And the Olam is here. For those of you Yerushalayim, Kachaparai, and Abyssal once in Shtickle Tish here and there. Ah, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Hazinu, Shabbos Shabbein, Yom HaKippurim, L'Chag HaSukkos. Very special gift. Shabbos is a day of tshuva. Shabbos is a day of elevation. So we have that too. You have Eisek HaTorah. You have the Eisek HaTorah bringing you into Shabbos Kodesh. You have it coming out of Shabbos Kodesh, weiter mit Eisek HaTorah. And then everything is just going to bring us into such a beautiful knisa to the Beis Hashem, that the Beis Hashem is going to really, really, really be mashpia upon us. Now, today I'll tell you a beautiful new mitzvah, since Rabbi Sanders told me today, we got to speak. So, says, you know, I have to speak in Yonah Deyoyme and something in Lomdis. But how do you find something somehow connected to Hazinu, connected to Sukkah in Lomdis? Yeah, and I got it that there's a lot to connect from Hazinu. There's a lot to listen to and a lot to hear. But there's a Mirdik and Metzia that no one in the world knew, including I, until I found it. And it's in Hemek Sheila of the Netziv, Kuf Samachtes. That's Shilta Kuf Samachtes in the Hemek, in the Shilta Zerbachoy Goin, where there it tells us a very, very, very interesting chiddush, which the Netziv is astounded with this chiddush, and goes away for the Berach 5 pages full, talking and talking and talking about this chiddush. But Rabbi, before we get to that, I'll show you the Netzia in the Netziv Gufe. The Tichlos, those 5 pages, he throws in a pasuk from Hazinu. Would you believe that? How does it come in? Because there's a pasuk like this. The pasuk says, how do we know that you're supposed to answer amen after you hear a bracha? Yeah, oh, I see, everybody knows. Where do you see Nazinu? Kvavik! How do you know that? Learn Shas, what? Brachis, Kvavik! That's where it is. So we dash in the pasuk, the Chazal learned the pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Lelokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, you will give greatness to Elokeinu, to our God. So, Chazal, learn out from here, Mikan, She'oinim, Amen, Achar, Brocha. In the Mikdash, they used to not say Amen, there was a whole different thing, it's like more in Tainis, other places. But in Brochas, it tells us this fact, that Ovu Goydel Elokeinu, no one but the Netziv would ever be oimid on the Nekuda. Why is Amen hinted in and described with the word Goydel? Huh? What's that? You ever thought about that? No. Okay. Havu Goydel Elokeinu. So the Netziv says, Amoyer Dekezach. He says, Goydel is something which doesn't stand upon its own. What it does is, it makes bigger something else. That's what Goydel is. And what does Amen do? Amen is Hamonas Devarim. Amen is like you're giving a chasime, you're sealing your in a way giving kiyum, koyach hakiyum to the bracha. That's what every amen is, right? Amen kabbalas dvarim. You accept the words that were said. Hamonas dvarim. Many things happen with amen. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav. A lot of arichas. Shavuos Haedus. Remember that by the Rosh Yeshiva in the olden days. But amen. Hamonas dvarim. Kabbalas dvarim. So what happens? Here comes a person. He says a bracha. And then comes that other person who answers amen. And what does he say? Yes, what you said is true, and I accept it. So he gives the seal. He gives like a chsime on the bracha. That's why God l'ha'ina amen. Yoyser min ha'mevarech. That's how we're all going to finish Nazir in Meretz Hashem when we get to it soon in Daf Hayomi. So it finishes with God l'ha'ina amen. Yoyser min ha'mevarech. Because the mevarech leaves a bracha without a seal. He just says the bracha. But when someone says amen upon the bracha, so he comes and takes that shevach to Rabbeinu Shloilam and he gives a seal to it and he's mekayim it, and in that case he gave it a greatness. He made it greater. He made it with a chasime instead of not. So that is what's the pshat. Havu goydel lelokeinu. You're giving goydel lelokeinu. You're taking the bracha and you're making it bigger. Got it? Okay, nah? That's in Itziv. I don't know if he says it in Hamik Dover Afanort, because maybe it's not. I didn't check it up in Hamik Dover on the spot. But it's in Hamik Shaila, in the middle of nowhere, he throws it in. Why? Because he has a Shaila. Everybody says, Abchanani ben Akashi Oimer. It's usually what you say after a shir, and then everyone like walks out after the Kaddish, right? So Abchanani ben Akashi Oimer, Rotzak, Kodesh Baruch, Lezako, he says, Yisrael, Lefikach, Hirba Lohem. Hirba, what's Hirba? Okay, many, many mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs. What's that here by mitzvahs? Shenemar, Hashem chafetz leman tzidkoi, yagdil Torah veyadir. What does it mean to be yagdil Torah? What's yagdil Torah? Besides the yeshiva, yeah? Yagdil Torah! What's yagdil Torah? Make bigger, bigger. Says the Netziv with his beautiful originality. Says like this. You have some mitzvahs where, example, one of the famous mitzvahs where it would be very negay at this point is the famous chazal about hakel. This year, if we be zeiche, maybe we'll have hakel. Who in the world will be the melech and whatever, I'm not touching. But the maize, we zeiche to hakel. And then it says, you know who comes to hakel? Everybody. Hanoshim, vanoshim, vataf. And the question is asked by chazal. Hanoshim, little mite. Hanoshim lishmoya. They don't really go into depth, but they'll hear and it'll be a chizuk for them. Taf lama boim. Why do the children come? Loseis sochar lemivieim. In order to give schar to those who bring them. What's that supposed to mean? See, look at Tysus over there as an Indian of bringing kids to shul. You have to be careful what age you're talking about. I'm not going to talk about what kind of kids we're talking about. In the Tysus Ayin, in the Orchaim HaKodesh Barichas and Pashas Vayelech, where he talks about it. The other Rishonim in Chagig Yedav Gimel, and the Rishonim on the spot in Vayelech discuss what age we're talking about. But then it says a beautiful thought. He says, you know what the Gemara was asking? The Gemara is not asking, Taf lama boim, why do you bring the children? He says, it's poshut you're going to bring the children, because we're going to leave them. If the men and the ladies are all going, so there's no babysitters, everybody's there in Hakel, where will you leave the kids? You'll leave them at home. With who? Chalila v'chas, you know, in America, they have this, you know, the whatever, I'm not going to mention who we have for those that take care of the kids, because the mother and father are very busy, and you have no time for them. But okay, not talking about that. So Amaisa, we have babysitters, if anything, it's holy kedusha. So, of course, taf lama boim. What does the Torah have to tell us? Bring the taf. It's obvious you'll bring the taf. Elo, los ischal. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it a mitzvah too, she get a schar too. Not only will you have to do it, you're doing it anyways, but we'll give you extra. We'll make it into a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, gewaldik. Now listen to this Netziv. It's unbelievable. No one in the world can ever do this except for Netziv. It's a gorgeous thing. He says like this, you know. That sometimes there's a chana for mitzvahs. Now, it's obvious. You have to make a chana, no? If you're not going to do the hachana, you won't get to the mitzvah. Let's say you have to prepare a sukkah, right? Or let's say you have to put on the tzitzis and the arba kanfas. So you have certain things which you got to do. If you don't do it, you can't do the mitzvah. So if it says that you got to do the mitzvah, so then it will come out that it's obvious that those hachanas are going to be done anyways. But yet, and this is the grand chiddush that the Tziv speaks ba'arichus rav, in that famous Sheilta Kuf Samach Tes, first shtickel Ois Aleph in the Tziv in Hem Sheila. He says, you know, but there are times the Torah tells us l'shoinus. The Torah speaks in certain languages that makes it as if that's a mitzvah to the preparation, though it's not counted as a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah, k'ein mitzvah, somewhere in between. It's not exactly a mitzvah mefureshes, that's mamish b'minyan a mitzvah, but it's also some type of a chelik of the big mitzvah, and has its own type of a kiyum, has some type of a kiyum. Says l'moshel, the osulahem tzitzis. Says, you know, you put on the tzitzis, you're putting it on the baguette, it's achana. You have to do it anyways. But you know what Hashem did? Give you kium for that too. You did it? Get schar for that too. V'osulahem tzitzis. Yeah, put it on. And then we come to the big part, making a sukkah. Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cha, which is a big shayla. Doesn't mean chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cha means celebrate the Yom Tov. Or is the tasa l'cha is going on the actual sukkah. So there are those that learn that tasa l'cha, that's when the Tziv says it also, and I've seen a second, the Rash, famous Rashi in Makis, which made a big, big noise all over the world, this famous Rashi. And the Maise, right? So, the Baruch Lener on the Rashi speaks about it too, and also says the same thing. If the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'cha, there are proofs from a Gemara, which I'm not going to go into, that the Tasa goes not only on the Yom Tov, but the Tasa goes on the Sukkah itself. That means that the Torah had made the making of the Sukkah into a type of a mitzvah, type of a kiyum. So he says, in that case, now you can understand what's happening. The same is Bahakel. It's something understood memela. And there's no reason to make it into any tzivui, commandment, because you're anyways going to do it. But yet, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakai, says Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael wanted to give you another merit, another schus. Here, Balohem. He added, made it bigger, bigger. It's not mitzvah by itself. It's like sort of a kiyum that is in a way like tuffle to the mitzvah. It's connected to the mitzvah. It is like a branch from the mitzvah. Here, Balaam. He was marbe the mitzvah. Here, the goyness. He took the mitzvah and made it bigger. But how do you make it bigger? By taking the hachana that you need for the mitzvah, that you anyways are going to do, and turn that itself into a kiyum. That's Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakai, says Yisrael. The same as by Hakel. Hashem took something which would be a given and would be obvious and shouldn't have a tzivui, and made from it a tzivui in order to give us a schus, lose schar l'meviyayim, to give you schar for that alone, even though you anyways will bring them. Hu adin, when you have these hachanas, where the pasuk makes a mention of them, and therefore they get a certain power of some type of a kiyum of a mitzvah, in a way some type of a branch from the big mitzvah, the achon itself, that's Zakai, says Yisrael. So we have Agita Got. Rabbi Yisrael wants to give us more schusim. Zakai, says Yisrael. Here ba lahem mitzvahs. Torah is nachazach. Over here ba lahem mitzvahs. Shenem, Hashem chofetz leman tzidkoi, because he wanted to give you more tzedakah, more merit, more righteousness. Yagdiltaya. The mitzvah, anyways, could have been a bit shorter. Didn't have to be so big. You didn't have to widen it. You didn't need this branch because, anyways, going to be. You have to, anyways, make the achana. But the Torah decided, no, we will give you schar on the achana also. Yagdiltaya the yadir. So the same as goydel by the amen is taking the bracha and making it bigger. Yagdil Torah is taking the mitzvah and making it bigger. It's a pili ploim, a zisavort. Mamish, a part of the parsha, I didn't dream to even talk about that. This is mamish the topic. The topic is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? And here there's a very famous Rashi that everybody must know. Anywhere you go, someone you can ask in the street, any yid, is there a mitzvah to build the sukkah? Now you see what they answer. Big lamdanim would say, of course, Rashi Lakis of Chesamar Aleph. Some might say the nitzim. Some might even mention the Ochlaner, depending who you ask. Now, Boizai, there's a Gemara that says these words. It talks about someone going into this yar, lachtoiv eitzim, to cut down wood, to chop wood. And Chalila v'chas is a whole story about killing b'shogeg. So then the shaila is, what if it was a retzach b'shogeg, but it was coming through a mitzvah type of a thing? Okay? Like a rav hamake es talmidei. Not going to talk about that. Don't worry about that much. But there is such a thing. Ava Malkes Benoi, Horabit is Talmidei, a Shliach based in with Malkes, and he gave extra because he forgot, because he made a mistake. We're not going to go into that Sugya too, that's above a Kame, Ameniach, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Anyways, so there, we learn it out from here. Because it says, Rashi Yovoyes Re'eu Bayar, you come into the Yar, Lachtev Eitzim, to be Chaytev Eitzim. Nu, tell me, since when is there a mitzvah to be chaytev eitzim? Where? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, sukkah. Sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah of chetivas eitzim. You gotta build a sukkah, and then you go into this yar, and you're chopping wood in order to be able to make these big defanis, right? You're not getting from sukkahs to Yerushalayim, getting whatever. And you're making your own defanis, and you're building a sukkah. Gevaldik, here's a case of chativas eitzim, a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, nah, that's not a mitzvah, chativas eitzim. You know why? Very simple. Kevon de matzo chatuv, lav mitzvah. Since if you'd find the eitzim, it's already done. You'll just buy what's already done. You have a mitzvah to go and chop wood to make your own eitzim? Nah. Lav mitzvah. Hashtonamis. Even if you didn't find the eitzim which are chatuvim, right? And you had to do it yourself? Lav mitzvah. Now, Rashi could have stopped right over there. There's no chiyuv to say anything here. All you have to say is, the chativas eitzim, you thought, is not called rishus, because it could be such a thing as chativas eitzim the sukkah, which chativas eitzim the sukkah is a mitzvah. And I was saying no, chativas eitzim the sukkah is not a mitzvah, since even though in this situation you had to do it, but since there could be a situation where you don't, it shows you that it's just Hahechsher mitzvah ba'alma, it's not called a mitzvah, and therefore you could still say ma chativas eitzim rishus af kol rishus, because the Rav Aroides Talmidoi, that is a mitzvah, it's not hechsher mitzvah, and therefore that's something else entirely, and therefore everything will be so sweet and fine. But you know what Rashi did? For no reason at all, Rashi decided to throw three more words in that awakened the entire world of the G'daylim, G'daylim, Oylim, Achoynim, G'daylim, Oyd. That tumult with this Rashi. Rashi did it to tell you, I don't know why. No one knows why. But look what he says. Hashtanami, kilei motzo chatuvo eina chativa mitzvah, ela, asiyas asuka. What did you do that for, Rashi? Say yeshiva sasukah, good. But what do you have to mention it for? The Gemara didn't need it. And none to do with a guy sitting in a sukkah. There's none to do with chativas eitzim. What did Rashi have to do it? Because Rashi held it was true.
That's a chiddush gadol. Ela asiyas sukkah. But what's Rashi mean? Where does it come from? So here you have a very famous Aruch Haner. Who doesn't learn Makis with Aruch Haner? Everybody learns Makis with Aruch Haner. And Aruch Haner of Ettlinger, one of the great German rabbis, how many years ago? Maybe 250 years ago. Where was he? Altona, I think. Altona, he was a Muyudik Darshan too. He had a sefer, Milchas Oni, also a gorgeous sefer. Aruch Haner is this very world famous sefer, and it made him very much famous. Everyone learns Aruch Haner, not some, also on Makis, and also on Sukkah. You have time for Sukkot to learn Sukkot with Aruch Haner. There's also Bikurei Yaakov, that's on the Shulchan Aruch of Sukkot. There's a lot of Geshmak, Geshtiklach there. You have got what to do for Sukkot if you want. But anyways, Boisai, that's in between Simchas Beis HaSheva and Simchas Beis HaSheva, obviously. Okay, whatever. So you listen to the Aruch Haner. Says the Aruch Haner, look at this Rashi, Zokta, El HaSiyas HaSukkot. She says, "Hod pshita le Rashi, asiyas aski choshiv tvei mitzvah mehachative. Af de ha'asiyo gam kein, ein ha'rak le tzorech mitzvah bo'achreel." Why don't we ask this question? What's Rashi saying? The same as ibch motzah chotuv ein ha'chaytev. So also, if you found a sukkah made already, a ready-made sukkah, then you just go into it, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah. So, What's the reason that yeshiva sukkah is any better, that asiyas sukkah is any better than chativa seitzim for asiyas sukkah? How do you know? What's the main thing? This is what he asked the Aruch Haner. However, the Chilkis Yoyov asked even more. He brings a Gemara. Gemara tells us that, you know, you could even use a sukkah of goyim. They didn't even make it for Yom Tov. They made it L'shem Tzel. It's a Gemara, a famous Gemara called Ganbach. It's a Rosh HaTevis. Goyim. And other things too. Not going to talk all about it. And the Chesam and Beis. Gemara says it. Nu, you found one of those. Just go right in there. It's made for Tzel. Yoitze. Valdek. Nu. So same as you say. Im Motza Chotu Vein Echoitev. So you could say motza osui einai aise. So Seder, what the Rashi wants to say an extra bit and say that for some reason chativa seitzim not, but what? But asiyas sukkah, yes. How could you understand it? So the Aruch Haner doesn't ask with the Gemara Ganbach. Okay, here they ask it stam because it's pashut. It's only for the tzayrich of the next of the mitzvah bo'acharel. The same as chativa is only for the tzayrich of the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. That's how he asks it. But the Chelkas Yoyov, he asked his rebbe, the great Avni Nezer, with the Gemara of Chesam and Veis, that you don't need even to make it. You don't even need a yid to make it l'shem sukkas. Is it a shliach for you? Nothing. And yet, Rashi says that's different. Asiyas HaSukkah is Andersh. Why? So says over here the Aruch Haner, you know what the Yesod is? I'll tell you why. The Asiyah is a mitzvah le'atzmo, ve'loi hechsher mitzvah levad. He proves it from a sugya in Sukkah daf mem vav, which we won't go into. And he says, you know why? V'hod be'emes nechsheves ha'asiyah mitzvah, yesh loymar, b'shum da Torah kosva v'tzivsa ho'asiyah, the Torah had commanded on the actual making.
Kedichsev, chag, ha'sukkos, taseh l'cha.
The pasuk says, you should make for yourself a chag ha'sukkos. It's not discussing the sitting in the sukkah. And if you're going to ask me, maybe it means the chag and doesn't mean at all the sukkah. So he brings to a Gemara sukkah daf chav zayin on the days where we have a whole arichus of a sukkah called sukkah haruya l'shiva. If you do need, you don't need. And whichever way you're going to go, it's going to be the same idea that comes out from the Gemara, that we learn that Tase is going also on the Sukkah itself. Others bring Tase Vlaimina. Osui is a shtickle more merumas. But Chag HaSukkah's Tase L'cha goes under the actual making of the Sukkah. That's what the Aruch Haner said. And without bringing the Aruch Haner, the Netziv on his own, when he says his big vart, but you'll see why he says his big vart, is says on his own, brings it from the Girashi in Makis Daf Cheson, and he says the same reasons, because the Torah says Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cha, and he says also the Tasa is going on the actual Sukkah. So you see the Torah specified Mefurish Da'asiyas HaSukkah. Gevaldik! Why does he say what he says? Because the Netziv wrote on the Shiltas. Shiltas the Rabbi Choyi Goyim. This is before the Rishonim, the Goyim. And the Shiltas has sometimes very strange things. That's why he wrote on it. And he always finds a place to say a lot of lundas on it. Because there's always strange chidushim that hide in the sifrut of the Ga'onim, and the Ga'onic literature, as they call it. There's a lot of nice things. And the way it starts over there is this piece, Kuf Samachtes, it's in Parshas Zos HaBrocha, that's where the Shilta is. It says these words, that there's a mitzvah on every Jew to what? To build mitalelta. Mitalelta is a sukkah. Veleisiv bo. And to sit in it. And he brings two psukim. One is a chag sukkah tasa lecha. And then he brings the sukkah teishu shivas yomim. So the tziv says, you know, you want to say this solav dafke? It just doesn't mean anything. He will make one and then you're able to sit. Why can't you just talk like a mensch? Say, mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, like everybody else would say. What do you have to say? To make a sukkah and sit in a sukkah. That's the question that he had on the shiltas. And if you want to kvetch about that, then what do you bring to psukim about? He says, bring my sukkah station with shivas yamim and finished. So you see that the hemekdop, the shiltas, the b'choy goin was megale over here, a very big secret. This is before Rashi. Rashi's a rishon. But the b'choy goin was before Rashi, much before. Not so much before, but quite, I think a few, maybe 200 years before. I don't know how much he was before. But he was before Rashi. And he says these words, it's a mitzvah to make a sukkah and sit in the sukkah, and he brings to the psukim, everybody's bringing over here. Chag HaSukkah is Ta'aseh L'cha, and B'Sukkah is Teishu Shivas Yomim, says the Eilek HaNetziv, from here I can prove this big yesod, and he goes on and uses it like having many, many different hachanas of different mitzvahs where the Torah specified a certain type of hachana and a way of a tzivui, though it's obvious, but the Torah specified it. It has a shem of a kiyum of a mitzvah. He gets tzchar for it. He wants to say a very big chiddush. It'd even be mitzvah boy yoyser mebishluchoy. You'd have a mitzvah to do it by yourself and not do it with a shliach if it's possible for you. And that's what the Netziv goes away with, this big chiddush of mitzvah boy yoyser mebishluchoy. He learns it out from the words Chag HaSukkah Ta'aseh L'cha. And to top it all off, there's a very famous Mishnah in Shavuos Daf Chof Tes, where it talks about a person who says, Shavua Shaloi Eseh Sukkah. He doesn't speak about sitting in the Sukkah. And there's another famous piece, which is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Chivov, and other places, where it says over there, if a person does not want to make a Sukkah, it's a Lashon HaGemara. Aseh Sukkah Ve'ena Yoseh. And strange, you could say, of course, make a sukkah in order to sit, obviously. But the Gemara says, Aseh sukkah ve'ino aseh. There's something going on in the aseh. And also, that Gemara in Shavuos, where it says, Shavuah shalei aseh sukkah. I'm not going to make a sukkah. Strange lashonis. People should talk normal. So it's not the biggest raya in the world. But it's a shtickle raya. But the main thing is, it's a pasuk kemat. And it's in a tziv. And it's the Aruch Lener. And it's a Halakha Rashi, and it's a Shiltas to Rabbi Choyi Goyim, which the Netziv was the one who discovered it, and as they said, took away the Chaspo and was Megala the Marganisa. Rabbi Yisai, all this connected to Havu Goydel Alekeinu, Yagdil Teira V'Yadir. Rabbi Yisai took something which anyways you would do, and should not be any reason to make it into a mitzvah. The Rabbi Yisrael will mezake zayin yidin. Rabbi Yisrael wants to be mezake us. Meir de kezach. And I think that if we're coming into such a beautiful Yom Tov, and it's kulei ahava, as everyone knows, tshuva me'avas sukkos. Sukkos is the famous, the Ari HaKodesh, the Heilig Ari, always said, v'yemincha techabkeini. It's like a hug. Because shtayim u'shlishis afilu tefach, is like a hug from the Rebbeinu Shleihan. You're going to be hugged in the sukkah. And I'm telling you, Rebbeinu Shleihan is going to hug every one of you that sat and learned before he came with this. As a hug you're going to get, it's unbelievable. It's the whole, the Yom Tov is kuli ahava. It's shefaf in ahava. And you know, this is a new Tosefos which I'm adding right now. And here you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gevalda Ka'ava for Klal Yisrael, which dafka manifests itself in Sukkos itself, by those words itself from Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecho. Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakkos Es Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to give us noch a bissel schar, wants to give us a little more, even though we wouldn't have to be a mitzvah. Yagadil Torah. Have a goydil Elokeinu. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, on that alone we have to give Shevach V'Yedoyah to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That we're coming into such a gewaldike ave, diketeg. And we're coming into the sukkah, as Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help. There's a lot more we could have said, but time is up. We don't go over a second. Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help everybody. But we're going into Beis Hashem, after all the achonis, and after all the learning, that we shouldn't leave the way we came. We should be able to absorb the Kedusha. We should absorb the Hashgacha Pratis and live the Hashgacha Pratis in every moment of life. We should absorb the Emunah Tzil D'Memnuse. We should absorb the Kedusha of the Olam HaGashmi, how we take everything and we're Mekadesh it. We should take all the messages of the Sukkah that should be Shiva Siyam Bashana. And others say, Shana Milosh and Shinui. It should make a big change. It should change us. It should make us greater. This is the big new thing in America. Let's make America great again. How about making ourselves great again? That's what it's all about. Yes, but this is new. We're in a new thing. We're going to make ourselves greater again. But we're going to even be greater than before. Because we have a special place by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Have a gewaldike hug by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for us, for our families. Shall be zeichet to a real zman simchaseinu with all the bechines and the siyas asuke, yeshiva asuke, and we be zeichet bekor of mamish to horachmon who yokim lanu esukas David on efoles bevias Mashiach tzidkenu oyre shal Mashiach umheira beyameinu amen.